This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have Leanne Maggett in the last 15 minutes popping in from Flint, Michigan, and what she's discovering. She's doing a great job breaking down the facts. She's going to do a bunch of special reports for the Nightly News and more up there with our intrepid cameraman, Michael Zimmerman. So that is all coming up. I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to that I haven't covered yet. I want to also get into some of the things that are happening over in Europe, the Islamic invasion accelerating, and a lot more. And I also wanted to open the phones up for your specific questions or comments about anything that's been happening. Wayne Madsen's one of those guests where, even though he's coming on about specific topics, he is smart on basically everything and can comment on it. But particularly, the phones are open. Report: U.S. harbors ISIS-linked terrorists. U.S. changes status of ISIS-linked group to protected organization. That's a Wayne Madsen report at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And another one, report globalists covering up jihadist violence. International agreement between some nations to downplay migrant crisis. So we're going to be looking at all of that with him. We're going to be looking at America's best days behind it, the New York Times says, and how that ties in with the whole Cloward and Piven type strategy, where they have a amalgamation of communism and fascism absorbing what was left of free market capitalism and Americana and Western culture and Renaissance. And so the elites are offshore in a trifecta above the communism, above the fascism, above the nation states, exempt from all the regulations and rules, with diplomatic immunity on record, playing everyone off against each other. I mean, how could they not take the world over? It's an ingenious plan, but only if the public is financially, culturally, spiritually, geopolitically as ignorant as a goldfish, with the memory of a goldfish. In fact, I believe our new national symbol, actually, I thought a lot about this. Should it be a buzzard eating dead meat? Should it be a TSA sticking their hand, down your pants? And actually, I don't agree. I think it should be a goldfish. Goofy, stupid, ineffectual, doesn't mean anything, and has about a 30-second understanding of the world. And I really feel bad having to admit how far we've fallen, but you have to do that before you turn things around. You have to have a total rejection of the system. And you've got just flagrant, explosive, tectonic, colossal, violent, hemorrhaging, stinking mountains of corruption just flooding out. And nobody gets in trouble. We have all this new BLM footage. It's up on InfoWars.com. Feds laugh at, applaud theft of private land. They use words like, terms like, yeah, we stole the money. Yeah, we took the land. Yeah, we stole it. They all laugh and snicker just like in surveillance footage and stuff you see of criminals robbing a bank. Everybody's tied up, and they'll just pistol whip somebody for no reason and make jokes. And, you know, this is their attitude. I mean, this is who we're ruled by. We're in deep trouble.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, a fighter wing of fighter bombers has been moved to Japan to face the communist Chinese. The British government has come out and squarely leveled blame for the radiation poisoning a decade ago of a former KGB officer. That's so they can get new sanctions. We have a stack of news here about radical jihadis raping, stabbing, killing aid workers, running around foaming at the mouth. Governments banning speech against them across Europe. I mean, we are definitely in the hands of some very sadistic, wicked, crazy people that hate us. They're called communists. They're called socialists that work for big mega banks who are above the law and tax exempt and are meeting right now high atop the highest resort in Switzerland, Davos. And with the breakdown on what's happening inside Davos, with the breakdown on what's going on geopolitically, Infowars.com reporter Wayne Madsen, he also has WayneMadsenReport.com. He's also a best-selling author. Find his books there. He's going to be covering a lot of the election. In fact, I think I'm going to try to send him to the RNC and DNC. We're getting accredited right now. I'll probably go to some of those as well, along with David Knight and Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and some of the other crew this year. But and of course, our political correspondent, Richard Reeves, up in Iowa, who's been popping in. I mean, we're building a real news organization here. And Wayne Madsen's former of the NSA, of course, and also written for Miami Herald, you name it, some of the biggest newspapers in the country. I'm not going to go over all of those. But the two big articles that I saw, and the reason I wanted to get him on today, was one yesterday on InfoWars.com, and now today, report, globalists covering up jihadist violence. International agreement between some nations to downplay migrant crisis. Yeah, they're agreeing not to report it. I mean, it really shows this, how they use political correctness to cover up an attempted genocide against cultures. Report, U.S. harbors ISIS-linked terrorist. U.S. Changes status of ISIS-linked group to protected organization. Well, of course, they've been running the whole thing. But how does it break that narrative when somebody like Donald Trump comes out and talks about it? Look how far we've come. From Wayne and I talking about the Syrian civil war 5 years ago starting, Western-backed, and al-Nusra being al-Qaeda, to today, we're not called conspiracy theorists. Well, Wayne's been to Damascus. He's been over there during the civil war. He's been to Libya. So, you know, that's what these journalists do, is actually get on the ground, not just repeat what the White House says. So much is going on. The global markets are melting down. As soon as Soros came out 3 weeks ago and said, the plunge is here, everyone dutifully started the plunge because it's staged. And they now admit that 3 years ago in Rolling Stone and the New York Times. Okay, the stock market's rigged. Okay, the currency rates are rigged. Okay, the interest rates are rigged with LIBOR. What a world now, though, where I thought they'd all go to jail for it or something might stop. Instead, they have BLM meetings and forestry meetings where they go, we steal money in houses. We're proud of it. I mean, again, it's like cartoons when I was a kid that would show the Legion of Doom having an award ceremony and giving criminals awards. And I thought, and people doing horrible things, awards. And I thought, that's ridiculous. But the more I grow up, I go, wait, whoever wrote that knew what they were talking about. Let's give Obama 5 more peace prizes. I mean, what a sick world. Wayne, I kind of set the table here for the hour on how crazy everything's getting. Just generally on the state of the world and where you see it going and just all of it. And then we'll drill into Davos, drill into the jihadis and the rest of it. But first off, Happy New Year. Great to have you here with us. I guess you've already been on since the year started, but here we are, my friend.
Ian, is going to turn out to be a very interesting year, both domestically and internationally. You mentioned the latest report, which was commissioned by the British. It was another one of these British judges they hauled out of the Old Bailey in London. You know, that's a place that V, you know, and V for Vendetta, blew it up. But they hauled some judge out who came up with, said that, oh, Vladimir Putin killed this guy Litvinenko. When it was all signs pointed to Litvinenko's employer, a guy named Boris Berezovsky, being responsible for getting rid of Litvinenko, because Litvinenko was probably a double agent, and he wanted to get rid of him because Litvinenko found out too much about this Berezovsky. He was an exiled Russian oligarch who had been the king of all Russian media at one point in time, and like many of these oligarchs, like Khodorkovsky and Nevzhlin, they all hightailed out of Russia because they owed taxes. And,
well, sure, this guy was pretty low level. They made such a big deal for 10 years, now squarely blaming it on Putin. And I read the report, no evidence, no nothing. Why haven't the Russians come out then and said he was our double agent? Why do they have this policy of never even defending themselves?
Well, I mean, it gets into the intelligence thing, because if they admitted to that, you know, he had infiltrated the Chechen movement, for example. The exiled Chechens abroad. Now, this is the same movement that spawned Tamerlan and Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, the two accused bombers in the Boston Marathon bombing. So, you know, the Russians had a lot of intelligence on them, too, all of it, which was ignored by our FBI, I would add, and also the Obama administration. But they try to say that because there was traces of polonium being left all over London because this guy Litvinenko supposedly ate some radioactive sushi that was sprinkled with polonium dust in some Japanese restaurant in London. That, by the way, that same polonium was found in Berezovsky's office. You know, the British. Now, this is the same British line of inquiry that ruled that Dr. David Kelly, the WMD expert, actually committed suicide, that he wasn't murdered. Everybody in England knows he was murdered. This is the same judicial line of inquiry that said that there was nothing to the Tony Blair dodgy dossier.
These are the people that covered up the pedophile scandal that goes all the way to Prince Charles.
Jimmy Savile, they covered that up, the whole. So why should we believe anything out of some British wanker judge that comes out with some report? You know, reports are a dime a dozen in Britain, and they're easily paid for, as we've seen with about 10 of them.
Well, obviously, getting major traction is just a way to demonize Russia and accelerate tensions. Are they going to be successful kicking off a new Cold War? Seems like the American people and Donald Trump and everybody else just don't want to have bad relations with Russia and are sick of all this.
Yeah, I mean, Russia, now we've got the sabers being rattled against China. I would note that I saw a photograph of the Australian Prime Minister Turnbull being entertained by the commander of the U.S. Pacific Forces in Pearl Harbor. They had a photo op outside the admiral's home. I noticed that the admiral didn't have his cover on, his headgear. And what's happened to the Navy? That guy was out of uniform. When I was an officer, we could never, or no Navy person could be outside without a cover. So he decides to ditch his cover so he can get a photo op, because he was trying to tell the Australian Prime Minister, look, the Chinese are going to turn the Pacific into a Chinese lake. You know, we got to get some battle stations and rev up for a war with the Chinese. I mean, how retro can you get with these? I can understand why the admiral would be pushing that, because he's looking to get a job with Lockheed Martin after he retires. So the more
won't be anywhere to spend the money if we have a nuclear war.
Well, you know, look, the history of Pearl Harbor and admirals isn't one that I would put on my resume. They have a pretty bad history over there. When they should be worried about wars, they aren't. They got hit with the Japanese attack, and when they shouldn't be worried about wars, they're beating the war drums. They're you know, they spent too much time.
Well, we know the truth. The admirals stood down. Sure, but we know the truth. They stood down to get us into the war, not defending the Japanese, but that we set them up, sent the carriers out, and you know, the Spanish American War in 1898, that was a false flag with the sinking of the Maine.
Yeah, and of course, on December 7, 1941, all of Admiral Harris's, you know, predecessors over there were, you know, sleeping off a hangover from Saturday night. Nothing ever changes in Pearl Harbor, I'm afraid.
Well, it is pretty. Now, expanding on this now, before we get into the radical Islamicists and what's behind that and the flooding of Europe and the rest of the world with them and some of the interesting discoveries you found about U.S. harboring ISIS groups inside the U.S., I mean, this should be a national story, and hopefully listeners can make it one so we can force some sunlight on this. Election 2016, Hillary, how much trouble is she in? You think they'll really run Biden with Elizabeth Warren, or what's the intel Wayne Madsen's got on that right now?
Well, the DNC is getting nervous about Hillary. You mentioned earlier the email scandal's not going away. Now it turns out that she had higher than top secret. That's compartmented and information, and people have gone to jail for long periods of time when they misuse that type.
Petraeus did far less.
Yeah, even stuff that's not compartmented, people have gone to prison for a long time. So that's a festering sore that's not going away. I'll tell you, there's also a documentary out called Wiener about Anthony Wiener, and apparently there's some really awkward information in there about Hillary Clinton and her longtime assistant, Wiener's wife, Huma Abedin.
Uh-huh.
And, well, many years ago, I happen to have been in Hollywood, up in Beverly Hills, when Hillary was there. It was a 3-day weekend. It was actually the Columbus Day weekend, and the rumors were rampant around Hollywood and Beverly Hills about what Hillary was doing out there at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I'll let people's imagination figure out the rest of that story, but I think that's when they say this movie's awkward. That's what they're talking about. Yes, there's an awkward situation with Hillary's marriage, as there is with Huma Abedin's marriage to Anthony Wiener.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Looking at the Islamic situation, Wayne Madsen, which should we tackle first when we come back? Report U.S. harbors ISIS-linked terrorists, or do you want to hit report globalists covering up jihadist violence?
Well, I think that's the one that is really of immediate concern for people in Europe. Then we can get the other one segues easily into the other story.
All right, Wayne Madsen, stay there. I'm Alex Jones. You're watching The InfoWar. You're listening to The InfoWar, and you're part of it. Spread the word.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today. Wayne Madsen's a trailblazer. He's not a follower, he's a leader. That's the type of reporters we have at InfoWars.com. We analyze breaking news. We cover other people's breaking stories. We're not in competition with the rest of the media. We're in competition with media that lies. We expose them. And more, the news we cover, what we focus on, is becoming the talking points around the country and the world. That shows how weak the establishment media has gotten. I'll talk about that more coming up in the next segment. If you've got questions for Wayne Madsen on any subject, we'll take a few calls. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Going back to Wayne, before he leaves us, he'll be with us with McAdoo as well at the end of the hour. We're going to look at what's happening in Flint, but later. It's all part of this overall breakdown of the civilization, but also breakdown in trust in the system. I don't want to not have trust in a system, but you can't trust a predatory system. It has to die, even though that's going to be painful. I want a social compact. I'm not an anarchist. But what we have is totally inequitable. And if you look at Davos, with the richest people in the world that have half the world's wealth, almost all of them got it through inside government contract deals, crony deals, lecturing the free market that it did something to destroy what's left of it and transfer the money themselves, while flooding Europe and the United States with unskilled workers and radical jihadists. Obviously, destabilization is the plan, but do they think we're really this dumb to go along with it, or is it such a will to break our back that they just don't care? Wayne Madsen, I'm kind of ranting here, but this ties into your report. In fact, we'll cover more of the Islamic stuff in a moment. Davos, I mean, these guys really are the bad guys meeting, as you've exposed, and they're just so arrogant up there lecturing Westerners on how we're not paying enough taxes and how we're the reason there's inequity when it's the elite are the authors of it.
Well, I look at the where they're meeting in Davos, and you got snow-drenched mountains all around that village. And if there was ever a need for an avalanche, I can't think of a better time than now. this is Davos and Bilderberg, and these people, they love to get together and plot behind these closed doors at these resort areas, and they lecture the rest of the world. Rest assured that George Soros is there. He wouldn't miss a Davos meeting, and probably that weasel Henry Kissinger has been wheeled in there in his wheelchair from his private jet. So, yeah, you've got all these insidious players. Maybe even David Rockefeller at 100 years old is somewhere shaking in the corner somewhere. They're disgusting people. They don't have any relation to the real world. Yet what the decisions they make affect the entire planet.
And Bilderberg Group and Davos member Peter Sutherland, that heads up the UN program on migration, he admits he's opening the borders to, quote, in the culture of Europe. Well, if they're going to do that, why not bring people in from, like I said, Brazil or something that, aren't wanting to run in to put bags on women's heads and murder everyone? Why are they in a love affair with radical jihadis?
Sometimes it doesn't even pay to try to psychoanalyze these people. And they may just be, in fact, they may be insane. They often talk about the insanity of the Nazi regime in Germany. And if there was insanity there, why can't there be insanity with these people?
Undoubtedly. Why would Soros go on 60 Minutes and say, I'm not ashamed of being a Nazi collaborator? I mean, that's an exact quote. That's mental illness. Because he's not even ashamed of it. He should at least say he's ashamed, even if he isn't.
Well, and Henry Kissinger saying power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. I mean, what normal person would say things like that? These people are probably clinically insane. However, they've got a lot of influence. They got a lot of money. And the media is over there. The media always sends their top, their marquee reporters go.
And Leonardo DiCaprio, they're all fawning over him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and anybody who's anybody over there, Justin Trudeau he's over there because he's recently been elected Prime Minister of Canada. This fascist in Argentina, Mauricio Macri, who's now the generals during the Dirty War of the 1970s, is starting to put his political opponents in jail. Obama never congratulated many Latin American leaders because a lot of them don't like Obama. He sure couldn't wait to congratulate Macri the minute he was elected president of Argentina, a very close race back in November. So Obama, who used to basically monitor Latin American business activities for the CIA with his job at Business International Corporation. You know, you don't get these leopards to change their spots. Obama still likes to be dealing with these oligarchs. And
stay there. I want to come right back and actually get into the articles. Globalists covering up jihad violence.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Prison Planet.
Alex Jones .com, and the GCN folks. Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ryan, Anthony, Kevin, Steve. We're going to take a few of your calls coming up. And Leanne McAdoo joins us from Flint, Michigan. And she says it is the most decrepit, broke-down place she's ever seen. Yeah, I've been up to Michigan. In the midst of that beautiful state, you then go into areas like Flint, and it looks like post-apocalyptic World War II in Germany or something. There's a lot of beautiful architecture and stuff, and it's just rotting, and the people are black, white, I don't care, shuffling around like zombies. Just amazing. We're going to be talking to her as well. I want to get into the Islamic invasion. Everybody knows Wayne Madsen has never bashed Muslims, was against all the wars over there. Me too. You know, we got, you know, called, you know, you're aiding the radical Muslims because you don't want to blow up Iraq. No, we don't want to destabilize the whole region, which has now happened. Part of the clash of civilizations, which they're now going to enfold into Europe, the U.S., and take our freedoms as a response to the attacks. And we told you that 15 years ago, 16 years ago from the PNAC document. They told us what they do. So much of our job isn't hard. It's believing the globalists at their word. There's a plan, but they are insane. It's like Hitler's Barbarossa going into Russia. He's got a plan. He can get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. He can give orders all day, but he's crazy. In history, we just get these crazy people in charge. We take it as confidence. We take their orders, and then we wake up in hell. Before we go any further, though, folks supporting the broadcast make it possible so that next year, I was just thinking of this, I want to send Wayne Madsen to cover Davos. I'm not going to pay the $23,000 to get a ticket in, because you can cover that off C-SPAN or whatever, but you know, the stuff around it, what's happening on the periphery, you know, the whole deal. We've sent folks to Bilderberg. I'm going to send him next to Bilderberg as well. I go a lot as well. But it takes funding. So we sell super high-quality products that are game-changers because we want you to enjoy them and get a good response and then buy more. It's a win-win. We have X2 Nascent Iodine, truly original, truly proprietary, the good halogen. What it's done for my body and many others is just incredible. Read the reviews, InfoWarsLife.com. It's 15% off this week only, as well as Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. You can get them together or separate, 15% off. Super Female Vitality was sold out for 2 months. It's back. The new Super Male that came in is the strongest batch ever. It really tastes bad compared to the last batch. It's like wine. Concentrated herbs known to get your glands operating properly, according to Dr. Grimm's research. That is back as well at InfoWarsLife.com. We have a new shower filter in that's excellent, 4-stage, very fast flowing, cuts out all the garbage. You can get free shipping on that as well, the ProMax Pro Pure system. Without your funding, we can't do this, so I want to thank you for your support. But regardless, you need to try the X2. You need to try the Super Male Vitality. I mean, those are products I know that you get very quick results with in my experience. And then the others are great as well, but those will blow you away. Speaking of blowing you away, the Oxy Powder. Dude lost 13 pounds in 1 week, and he wasn't fat of just detritus in his intestines. It's oxygen, high level, so it breaks down over time and just flushes you out. All these products are game-changing. And other great products are at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's the website where if you purchase the full line, and by full line, the whole line's there. You can buy one item that supports us. The whole line of longevity products with the best sales and best prices, free shipping with auto shipping. Sign up, pay $10, be a distributor, and then you can get all sorts of specials, 30% off on your first order, things like free shipping. When you sign up for auto ship, visit InfoWarsHealth.com and get Tangy Tangerine 2.0, totally organic, by Longevity for the lowest price available. Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 is the most advanced multivitamin mineral complex to date that provides you the highest quality essential nutrients that your body needs for optimal health. Also, make sure to check out Pollen Burst Plus Berry at InfoWarsHealth.com, the world's first energy drink powered by flower pollen that contains a blend of powerful antioxidants and other key nutrients. And it helps me with my allergies. It's got a lot of different effects. InfoWarsHealth.com, and there is a toll-free number there to ask questions or to order or to get signed up or a customer service number as well, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Okay, I want to get to some calls. Leanne's coming up the last 15 minutes as well. Madsen will ride shotgun with us. Wayne, obviously, these are historic times we're now in. People are really paying attention now. But looking at the radical Islamicist invasion, this is really getting people to pay attention. Let's get into your articles here. Report, globalist cover-up, jihadist violence, European deals to cover it up, and then how that ties into ISIS-linked groups being protected by Obama in America. Unprecedented.
Well, since the report about the cover-up in Europe, we have yet a later report out of Sweden that the Swedish police have been ordered to classify, as if it's national security information, all incidents involving migrants in Sweden. And that would be sexual assaults against women and any other petty crime. So this is a pattern. We saw it in Germany first with the cover-up of the New Year's Eve rapes in Cologne, and then there were additional reports that these similar incidents took place around Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and we have Merkel, who invited all these migrants in, of course, with the with the encouragement of people like Soros, who said Europe can actually stand, you know, to have a few more million of these migrants. And couple that with the fact that we also had similar incidents with cover up here when the guy shot the Philly cop, the Muslim, he born in the United States, Archer, the new mayor of Philadelphia, Kenny, he says, oh, no, he's not tied up with any Islamic group. And then we find out that this guy had visited Saudi Arabia. He had been in Egypt. And even the Philadelphia police commissioner said he swore allegiance to the Islamic State. And we had the mayor, just like that mayor, that female mayor Recker in Cologne, she was covering up over there. It looks like mayors everywhere are reading from the same choir sheet. There was a Muslim attack on a nightclub in Calgary in Canada. Same situation. The local police covered it up. The Calgary authorities covered it up. So what's going on here? Are we
San Bernardino, they covered it up. And just interrupt briefly. If you look at this, it's clear. The goals, I don't want you to add to this because you always do, have points I don't bring up and angles I didn't think of. But bring them in, create a new political group you control. You can have them riot or burn things down like Paris or London whenever you want as a distraction. You can then ban speech that upsets them. You can declare civil emergencies, as France and Germany and others have done, to restrict free speech. You can beta test getting the police to cover up crimes under political correctness and corrupting them. And then on so many fronts, when people are finally sick of the radical Islamic invasion, you can point it at innocent Muslim countries that actually aren't part of it, like Iraq, a.k.a. after 9/11, and Saudi Arabia.
Right. And now we find out that Facebook has agreed with the German government to censor all anti-migrant comments on Facebook. So, you know, that's going to happen here, too, eventually. Because, again, I think Trump hit the biggest issue is a sleeper issue, I believe, and that's Trump's opinion on political correctness. I mean, it has gotten way out of hand with the names of things and statues. People don't like them. And even stand-up comics are complaining today because they're going to infuriate somebody. They're going to make somebody upset with their comedy routines. And even Hillary complained about one comedy club somewhere.
Absolutely. So, there is a attack on this across the board. I want to go to some phone calls on this subject and talk about the ISIS group in America as well. But first, or ISIS connected groups, let's go to Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zafir, tells Christina Amanpour of CNN that while Saudi Arabia is panicking, the two countries can coexist in the region. And he points out, Saudi Arabia supposedly attacked you on 9/11, not us. So again, they're continuing to point out Saudi Arabia is backing ISIS. All of this, this is really some truth from Iran. Here it is.
It was unsubstantiated charges. 15 of the 19 people who blew up 9/11 were Saudi citizens. People who murdered others in San Bernardino were just visited Saudi Arabia. But I'm tired of this.
Saudi Arabia be panicking that Iran is back in the community of nations?
I think we were always in the community of nations. Now their allies have recognized that Iran is a serious partner. Up until then, it was the Saudi allies, particularly the United States, who was at loggerheads with Iran. Now it hasn't changed. But the Saudis are panicking that there may be a slight opportunity that tensions between Iran and the West would reduce. And that smokescreen that had allowed them to export this Wahhabi ideology of extremism, to if that smokescreen disappears, then people see, we'll call a spade a spade.
Folks, you notice,
unfortunately.
All of this is our talking point. I'm not bragging about InfoWars and our guests, but we put Wahhabists on the map. We exposed Benghazi with our guest, Colonel Schaefer, countless others like Wayne Madsen. And now it's like Donald Trump, I know listens, is saying stuff he gets from the show. I mean, this, and of course, MSNBC admits the Republican leadership's getting talking points now from InfoWars and passing bills from the show on bullet purchasing. It's got to really upset the system now that people know the West is backing and Saudi Arabia is backing ISIS, Wayne Madsen.
Yeah, I just point one thing out about Amanpour. They sent her in there. She has a chip on her shoulder with Iran anyway because she's an Iranian Christian. Her family left Iran. So, I mean, so they send her in there with a chip on her shoulder. She wants some kind of argument. You looked at her face. I mean, to paraphrase Donald Trump, look at the face. I mean, she looked like she just took a whiff of Limburger cheese when she was interviewing that Iranian foreign minister.
Or smelled her upper lip. She helped sell the whole Serb genocide and made all that up. I mean, she's a real operative. You can tell, like Blitzer and all the rest of those people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was a set-up interview. They could have sent anyone in there other than Amanpour to interview
absolutely.
The foreign minister, but they chose not to. They wanted that to be a confrontational interview.
That's right. We're going to get some calls now, then go to Leanne and come back to calls. Into the next hour a little bit, and I've got my info here on who's hosting the fourth hour today. We'll be getting to that in the next segment. But before I go any further, let's go to Anthony in Nevada. He's got an interesting point to raise. Go ahead. You're on the air with Alex Jones and Wayne Madsen.
Yeah, hi, Alex and Wayne. I noticed today on Facebook, and I confirmed it with the Office of the Governor's account, that Greg Abbott is actually in Davos right now. And with all the evil going on at Davos, and Abbott being one of our, favorite sons in the Liberty Movement, what do you think he's doing there?
Well, yeah, this is a question I get a lot, okay? If I was invited to Davos, I would go. The Davos is a public Bilderberg meeting where they push their globalist agenda. But upwards of 10, 20, 30% of people there are good folks. Texas is a boom town when the rest of the country is falling apart. Now, with the oil situation and the fracking and things going bankrupt, that's not going to go too much longer. He's there literally. He goes on trade missions every couple months trying to get jobs here. That's his main focus, is low taxes, jobs. So I expect to hear him come back and criticize their agenda, talk about it, try to stand up for Texas and America while he's there. He's pushing a con to try to, stop what's going on in Congress. I mean, I know he's good by his actions. He can meet with the devil, and that's fine with me as long as he doesn't change his actions. I mean, I've gone and met with globalists before. I've gone and met with high-powered people in private, and it's a private meeting. I don't talk about it. Doesn't mean I ever accepted their offers. Wayne Madsen, do you agree with me or disagree?
Well, I mean, I think that this is one of these forums where everybody has to meet some sort of
choke.
They're vetted somehow. So you're not going to get somebody, I don't think, there is going to then go out and say, oh, what a disgusting bunch of people. I mean, it's hard to criticize people when you're sitting with them at dinner, drinking with them, socializing with them. And this is how they get their clutches in.
That's the answer. He's powerful. They're trying, just like they bring governors to Bilderberg, they're bringing him there probably to try to co-opt him.
I'm sure they are because, once you get a taste of that Savruga caviar that sells for like $200 for an ounce, you can be swayed very easily.
All right, we'll continue to watch it. What do you think's going on, Anthony?
I'm sure he's there taking it all in, and if he's a good reader of people, he's going to know when he's being lied to. But I'm just wondering if you think he might be in any danger or do you
no,
think
I mean, I mean, this isn't as cloak and dagger as Bilderberg. It's pretty much where they put out their globalist propaganda. So a lot of it's just stages and glitz and Hollywood and trade missions. The people there are sinister. The agenda is sinister. But this is where they soft sell it. It's not like he's meeting with Spectre in the middle of the desert, but it's a good point. In fact, I'd be surprised if he didn't go to things like Davos. But Wayne's right. They're bringing him there because he's a major up-and-comer. Now, let's go to, and he'll be riding shotgun with us, Leanne McAdoo from Flint, Michigan, filing amazing reports at Infowars.com for the nightly news. Leanne, continuing with the breakdown of what's happening there in Flint, I see it as emblematic of this rotting country and what NAFTA and GATT have done and of corrupt government, and I think it's a scapegoat of the governor. And I'm not defending the governor either, but the local city and what's going on, they're just as culpable as the governor, in my view. What's your view? And then we'll get Wayne's view.
Well, absolutely. That's kind of something that we're going to be talking about coming up in some upcoming videos. They keep kind of passing the buck, saying, well, no, with this emergency manager, well, no, with this emergency manager. But it does, I mean, again and again and again, the red flags were there, and they just kept passing the buck. The city voted against getting cut off from the Detroit water. Then they wanted to get cut off. And so they're trying to figure out who to blame. But it's not about blaming one person. It's about fixing the problem. And it's so corrupt here. The government is so bloated and corrupt that nobody can fix anything. They all just want to run around pointing blame.
And you're going to be talking to locals about the real number of deaths and more. But that's a good point, Wayne. In the final equation, why do you think Flint resembles Calcutta?
Well, I think it's, again, it's the they killed every manufacturing job almost in this country with all this baloney trade agreements. NAFTA, it was supposed to open the border between the United States and Canada. I didn't need a passport before NAFTA to go back and forth to Canada. I need one now. And appointing emergency managers is so undemocratic. We saw it happen in Detroit. They try to raffle off to the highest bidder all this Detroit Art Museum, these priceless collections just to make money for the city. And the same thing happened in Flint with these emergency
messages. Yeah, it's good money after bad. Wayne, stay
right
there. Stay there. We're going to come back with Leanne for this segment and the next. And then we're going to pass the baton to David Knight. But Leanne, what else are you going to be covering when we return?
Well, we are going to be talking with a local here coming up later, and he wants to take us right to the heart of it, right to these neighborhoods. That's where his dog actually died from the lead poisoning with the water. So,
wow.
Getting into that as well.
Wow. Amazing. Stay there. Leanne McAdoo reporting from Flint, Michigan. Pray for her and Michael Zimmerman that are in the middle of this. It is a real war zone. High crime. You name it.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new 4-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Just joined us on I'm Alex Jones, your host. Fourth hour with David Knight coming up. A little bit in the next hour with Leanne and Wayne Madsen to take some of your calls. We're not here covering all these negative things to just say it's all over. The world's great. We have such innovation. Humanity can go to the stars together. Life extension, it's all within our grasp. The elite are producing a scientific dictatorship called a technocracy, in Davos's own words, with a planetary regime above the law. It's a 21st century threat. People now know about it. We forced it out in the open. You forced it out in the open. The battle is joined. I want to go to Howard and Steve, listening on KOMY, and John and a few others here in just a second. But Leanne, I know your reports are coming out. A lot of them are on Infowars.com. I know you're going to talk to locals and point out, hey, they add fluoride and all this other stuff in the water afterwards. I mean, it's, you know, kind of an oxymoron to complain about the lead, but then look at this. But, I mean, it is crazy that they knew people were dying. And I mean, people should go to prison for this, Leanne. Where do you think all this is going?
Well, I mean, that's the thing that's just so frightening. I've talked to some people here, and they say they don't want this to get politicized because that's going to just congest the whole thing even further. I mean, just dig up the lead pipes. And so that's sort of the gridlock that we're seeing here with this. But, I mean, as these emails come out, as the people are beginning to see just how deep this cover-up went and just the neglect and just people passing the buck saying, no, don't tell anyone. I mean, we have emails from mothers who were taking their children into the doctor saying, you know, they're getting these rashes and taking these blood samples. And then the doctors, I guess they would get some orders from high up that would say, no, don't take those samples.
Incredible.
We can't trust those. I mean, it's just...
Well, Leanne, there's your headline. I mean, if you've got that, do a report. Just talk about the reports you're getting. Mothers, doctors told... Doctors covered up sick babies in Flint. I mean, that is incredible. See how this culture of cover-up just rolls downhill, Wayne Madsen?
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me because, you know, as I was saying, the first casualty of appointing emergency managers for cities is that the emergency manager comes in and tells the mayor, I'm in charge. The mayor says, well, where are you from? Well, the emergency managers usually aren't even from that town.
They're FEMA minions.
They're from another state in some cases, like the one they gave to Detroit. And so the mayor is shunted aside. The city council has no say. The emergency manager takes his orders from the governor, in this case Snyder and Lansing. And it looks like maybe some of Snyder's friends in the healthcare industry, which is one of the major contributors, by the way, to his campaign.
Made money off the sick.
Yeah.
Insurance scam. Well, if that's the case, he needs to be indicted.
Right. And we don't want to hear anything about no sick babies because that's going to run our health, our costs up because this is, you know, these are HMOs. These are privatized hospitals.
So you just taught me something. I'm saying it's true the county and city should have handled it, but if they were under an emergency decree, that is the governor's fault, and he should go to jail for these emails.
He should, and it took President Obama a long time to even respond to the Flint situation. And he although he can say it wasn't the feds, it was the state.
Sure.
Where was he earlier? I mean, Cher's getting bottles of water sent in from Iceland.
Incredible. We're going to break in 1 minute with you and Wayne to take a few calls, but is that not unprecedented, what he just pointed out, that the governor was over this? I didn't realize that reading 50 news articles on this. They obscured all that. So he's passing the buck too, Leanne.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. The people voted, and the emergency manager just comes in and says, we don't care about your vote. This is what we're going to do here. So it's just very frightening.
Wow. So state dictatorship forced poison water on Flint. I didn't understand that. When I'm wrong, which isn't a lot, but I'm wrong sometimes, I'll admit it. Wow, I didn't understand that. This is even worse. Thank you, Wayne, for pointing that out. Wow. Let's come back and take a few phone calls in 70 seconds, the fourth hour, and then David Knight comes in.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.